Our BFL edition of The Wash Up for this Sunday, and we speak to a man for the first time on The Wash Up because his team finally snapped a 5-game losing streak. Geez, they've had some near-run things this year, Newcombe, but they get the better of somebody in a close one finally. 11-13-79 over Geelong Ammo's 9-11-65, and Jai Walker has been good enough to join us. Walks, congratulations. A massive win for your footy club. You hadn't beaten Ammo since the second semi-final of 2006. Were you all aware of that history going in?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kingy. I was made aware of it on the morning, but yeah, going into a game, I didn't know that. But it's definitely a long streak that they've had the wood over us. So yeah, really great to break that and get the monkey off the back with those close ones.
Yep. The frustration levels, were they starting to build when you couldn't get the job done in those four consecutive close ones? And then obviously Torquay have a better of you by, you know, the best part of 100 points the week before. How do you sort of keep the boys, you know, on the path and saying, look, we're on the right track, boys. We just, you know, just need to keep working.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was starting to get a bit mental, you know, above the shoulders. Guys were starting to question things. When we had those close losses, but, you know, we just had to go back to basics at times and train hard and be a bit more physical, and then get them to understand that, you know, what they've been doing works. Unfortunately, you know, with those close ones, it was only working for three quarters, so just had to get them to learn to fight and grind it out. And, you know, as you saw yesterday, we went into the last quarter down and... you know, just they had that belief in themselves, and they knew that they're on the right track, and you know, they asked themselves the question, you know, how bad do you want it? And they were able to, put the runs on board in the last quarter for the first time this year.
Yep. Do you hope this is the turning point, that this is the moment that it clicks for Newcombe?
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone at the club does, and even around, you know, the league, they want to see, you know, some real competition. As I said, you know, like we could have, you know, been sitting here at, you know, we're at 2-5, but we could have been 3 or 4 or 5 wins if we had have, you know, had that belief going into the last 15 minutes of some quarters. It didn't happen, but yeah, we want this to be, you know, the start of us just believing in ourselves and taking games on and playing our brand. You know, we've been training for it, but you know, training compared to games is a whole lot different. So. Yeah, it's gonna take a little bit of a while for that to gel, and I always said it's gonna be 5 or 6 rounds before we actually, you know, play some consistent football of our brand, because it is new with a lot of new players. But we're getting there, and you know, it's all above the shoulders, and they're starting to believe in themselves, even though it's only, you know, the first win out of, you know, out of the last 6 weeks. They know they can play good football. They just got to play it consistently for 4 quarters.
You've played 200 games of GFL senior footy, played in a premiership, but would this win rank up as one of your career highlights?
Yeah, it's strange. Obviously, you know, played a lot of big games at Leopold, but yeah, I was actually quite emotional after the game, just with all the hard work's gone in. And you know, there was that the doubt that comes across, going, oh, you know, can these boys, you know, lift and you know, elevate? So yeah, it was definitely very special. You know, I had a bit of time after the game and just sort of sat there and soaked it in, because I wanted to, you know, just let the boys have that feeling of, all right, we've climbed one, you know, one small mountain. Now we've got to keep going. But yeah, definitely one of the best ones I've been involved with. Considering all the hard luck, you know, stories that come out of Newcombe over the last decade, and you know, this year the close ones. So yeah, it's really good. It's really really relieving, and you know, reward for the hard work we've put in.
Kieran Burke's efforts again as a big fella continue. He's had a really good last 3 or 4 weeks, hasn't he?
Yeah, Kieran's an absolute workhorse, mate. You know, he come into the season, you know, and he was under pressure for the ruck position from one of our young fellas. You know, he probably won't like me saying it, but he was unfit coming into the year, and you know, he put under the pump. Then we had Paddy go down with a shoulder, and he's missed all year so far. So Kieran's had to just do the whole ruck work all by himself, and he's been a beast. Like, it's taken him took him a few weeks to get himself running and moving. But you know, he's taken on 2 ruck every week, and around the groundwork that he does is exceptional, and he's almost like an extra on baller for us with the way he goes about it. He leads our tackles, our second efforts. He's a beauty, and once he gets even fitter, he'll be hard to stop.
You've got Drysdale, I believe, next week, and it's one of those games. It's another 8-pointer, and you probably now put yourself in a position where you just have to keep winning. When you get rack up the losses like you did 5 consecutive, you don't have a lot of wriggle room if you want to be there come late August playing finals footy. Is finals footy still on the agenda? Is it something you still hold hope out of doing, or has that losing streak made life tough for you?
That has made life tough, mate, but. We've gone into the year asking, why not? We want to give ourselves the best chance, and obviously, you got your tall key at the top, and they're at the moment they're the yardstick of the comp. But we've run it close to Modo and Anglesey in there. I think they might be sitting 2 and 3. So we know we can mix it with those guys. Drys here on one ahead of us, and we're 2 out of the 5. So in 3 weeks' time, you could be 2 or 3 wins out of that, and you're back in the mix. So, yeah, we never say never, but we got to make sure we perform each week. And I'm sure Drysdale are thinking the same thing. They want to play finals, and it's going to be a good contest next week, and hopefully we can back it up. And as I said, this is a start. We don't want to have this be our height for the year. This is where we've got to start the wins, and the boys, hopefully go into next week with a bit of confidence, finally getting it off their back. So, yeah, we've always got finals on the mind, mate, because that's what everyone plays footy for. But, next week's got to come first.
Yep. Names like Hollands, Walson, among those on the sidelines at the moment. Who do you hope to get back for next week, if anybody?
Not too sure yet. We've got at least one force change, so I think Larkin will miss, and he's a one-pointer, so we've got to bring a one back, and Hollands will definitely probably be that man. And after that, it'll just sort of be how the matchups work, and who comes in and who goes out. It always it comes down to points sometimes, so if we've got the room to fit a couple of blokes in, we will. We've got some decisions to make this week, I suppose.
Yep. What did Tyler Larkin do?
He got a head knock, so we'll have to follow protocol there and get him checked out and see how he's feeling. That looks like he'll have to follow the 12-day protocol at the moment.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully he's okay and we can get him back into the lineup for you. Great to talk, Walks. I know you're a very busy man on a Sunday. We really appreciate you giving us some of your time on the wash-up. Well done on the win. A momentous one for the Newcombe Footy Club as the rebuild continues. Well done to you and to the Power Boys, and look forward to talking to you throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, thanks, King. Appreciate it, mate. Enjoy the rest of your day.